105.5 FM, AM 1430, The King. This is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer on The Voice on The King. And we are back for another episode. This is episode 5, part 1. And I have a special guest for this week. And I cannot wait until you learn about who we are on the line with today, giving a voice to the listeners of Metro Atlanta and beyond. I'm going to allow my guest to go ahead and introduce herself. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Oh, thank you, Tamika. I'm Alicia Johnson. By trade, I am an attorney, but my full-time job with no breaks is being a wife and a mom to 4 little ones. And I have the pleasure of serving with the East Suburban Atlanta chapter of Jack and Jill of America Incorporated as their sergeant at arms, as well as the current chairperson for our 2024 Children's Ball.
Oh my goodness, you almost didn't even find time to breathe in the time where you were explaining to me about who you were. How in the world do you find time to do it? I don't know how you find time to do it, but we are grateful that you do find the time. I'm going to ask you though, like, what brought you to Jack and Jill of America? What interests you in that organization, and how did you get to gain so much within the positions that you are within for Jack and Jill of America?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I grew up hearing about Jack and Jill, but I was never a member. My mother was never a member as a child, but I did learn about them and know about the organization, which has been founded since 1938 as a mother's organization. Who all galvanized to create and develop future African-American leaders, right? So since 1938, Jack and Jill of America Incorporated across the nation have had chapters where moms gather with their children to be able to pour into them and to help them to grow to be their best selves through leadership development, philanthropy, civic service, and the like. And so I've heard about it, but it wasn't until 2019 when a good friend of mine invited me to this event. And at the time, I only had 3 children. So I had a 5-year-old and then 2 3-year-old twins.
Okay.
And she said, hey, I want you to come to this event called the Children's Ball. And I was like, okay, what's that all about? You know? And she said, well, it's with Jack and Jill. And it's a part of the East Suburban Atlanta chapter, which is the local chapter where I live. And when I tell you, my husband and I brought my oldest son to the event. And we had to dress up. So he's donning his beautiful tuxedo. We're in our dresses and suits. And we walked into the Hyatt Hotel where it was held that year. And we saw other young African-American boys and girls in their absolute best attire, dancing, having a good time. And when I walked in, you could feel the excellence in the room. And you could see that we were setting a standard for these young children as to how to come together, how to have fun for a good cause. And so when I went to the Children's Ball then, that's when I said, you know what? I want to be a part of something that pours into our young African-American children in this way, because we still need that. And so that's how I became involved with our local chapter. I was able to join as a member, and I have now been in the organization for 4 years.
Wow, that is a story within itself, Miss Alicia Johnson. Do you hear me? I mean, you put yourself in a space where you were able to take out your entire family and to expose them to something different as well as yourself. I mean, what accomplishes that to be able to be a part of an organization as such? It's been around since when?
1938. And so there are chapters all across the nation who are doing wonderful things for their children ages 3 through 19. And so it's really a wonderful place to come together as mothers who are doing our best, right? To just pour into our children in the best possible way.
Yes, I absolutely love it. You all have been tuned in to episode 5, part 1 of The Voice on the King with guest Alicia Johnson today. You know, you must stick around for part 2 because we have some things to share with you. You have been hearing the commercial on the radio for the past month. The commercial is about the Children's Ball 2024. So you make sure that you stick around here on Atlanta's number one station for part 2 of episode 5 of The Voice on the King with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, only on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.